Historically, Olomouc used to be the capital of Moravia, the eastern part of what's now the Czech Republic. It all changed at the end of the 30 Years' War, when the city was ransacked by invading Swedish armies. All the important institutions were moved south to Brno, and Olomouc never regained its previous privileged status. Luckily for the city, being sidelined by ruling regimes helped it to keep its charming, rustic character. And now, in the 21st century, Olomouc is drawing young talent and energy. Vít Bohánka reports from there.
The town hall in Olomouc boasts astronomical clock, the second oldest after Prague. But even though it dates back to the 15th century, you wouldn't think so from the look of it. For it was damaged at the end of the Second World War and completely rebuilt in the style of socialist realism in the early 1950s by a famous Czech artist, Karel Svolinský. So you are greeted by optimistic characters of a worker, a sportsman and sportswoman, scientist and a farmer on a tractor, all in typical 1950s outfits. It seems so out of place on the otherwise well-preserved historical building of the town hall that from time to time there are repeated calls for a complete change of its outward appearance. But Vladimír Gračka, Olomouc history expert and author of several books on the subject, wouldn't hear of it.
It is a post-war reconstruction. The clock was not actually damaged as badly as is widely believed. It was not hit directly. Only the roof and the arch above the clock sustained real damage. The original parts can still be seen here in the town hall and in the museum. And the way it looks, well, it's an illustration of the times when it was reconstructed, isn't it? You can still see the name of Josef Stalin here in the lower part, where the important anniversaries are listed. Yes, there are the figures of workers, farmers, a scientist, but these are people and professions that have always been with us.
Rok 55 bylo desáté výročí osvobození, bylo tady asi 20 000 lidí na to otevření. Já jsem...
The year 1955, when the city unveiled the reconstructed clock, was the 10th anniversary of the liberation of Czechoslovakia. Some 20,000 people came for the ceremony, and I was among them as a 13-year-old boy. For me, the astronomical clock is part of
Olomouc.
The astronomical clock is one of the first things that you will probably notice when you come to the main square in the center of Olomouc. Not far from it, there are other places, literally hidden under the surface of everyday life. Mr. Gračka is leading me to dark underground space under the parish church of St. Michael. It was dug out back in the Middle Ages by Dominican monks who came to build one of their most important centers in what is now the Czech Republic. A few meters below the surface, there is a small underground basin.
Když vznikal tento klášter, uvádí se, že to byl dominikánský mnich.
When this monastery was founded, a Polish monk called Hyacinth allegedly discovered this underground stream. It's quite a curiosity because we're now some 25 meters above the level of Mlynský potok, the closest branch of the Morava River that flows in a nearby park. The water obviously rises through the ground, which was very convenient for the monks building a monastery. These days, of course, we do not use it as drinkable water, but in the old times they used to drink it. We can see the remnants of the well above us through which the monks used to sink buckets to gather the water. So what we have here, in fact, is a well on a hill.
Of which very few people are actually aware.
Z toho celého objektu, z toho dominikánského kláštera se zachoval opravdu tady jenom tento sklep asi tak zhruba.
For the whole monastery complex, only this cellar survives, about 50 to 80 square meters in size. The other underground spaces are not accessible to the public, and they're used for storage purposes of the St. Michael's Parish Church.
A to když prší, anebo když je, představte si, sucho, tak bylo tak tam, jak je tam ten černé, ten...
When it rains, or on the contrary, when the weather is dry, the water level almost instantly changes. It goes up and down some 20 centimeters. You can see it on the blackened water line over there. And here, through this narrow crevice, the rainwater flows to the underground basin.
In other words, there is a lot more in Olomouc than meets the eye of an average tourist. In one of the many new cafes, I meet Majka Ošťádalová, successful businesswoman, senior consultant in public relations. She divides her time between Prague and her native Olomouc.
I thought that I wouldn't be living here, that I would stay in Prague, but there is some kind of connection which brings me here at least once a month. So I'm like a half Olomouc citizen, I would say now.
When it comes to places to see and do in Olomouc, Majka Ošťádalová has more than one recommendation.
There are so many places to see in Olomouc, parks, fountains. It's really a big variety of sites. But for me, a place which is a must, I think, is the Přemysl Palace. It's a place which is very closely connected with our history, because in 1306, our king Wenceslav III was killed there, and it was basically the end of the Přemysl dynasty. And on the top of that, it's lovely architecture place because it's a Romanesque building, so it's very special.
If Brno, in the south of Moravia, has its Villa Tugendhat and other modernist masterpieces, smaller Olomouc in the center of the region boasts the exquisite Art Nouveau Villa Primavesi.
It was built by a rich Olomouc family called Primavesi. They came to Olomouc by the end of the 18th century and they became very rich bankers. And in, I think, 1905, Otto and Eugenia Primavesi decided to build a family house, a seat, a kind of seat of the family. And they chose a beautiful location right in the center of Olomouc, on the Olomouc town walls, the former fortification. So it's it's above the trees and you have a beautiful view of the trees in the park and the river. So the place itself is really very nice. And the interesting thing is that they were connected with artist, Art Nouveau artist in Vienna. So not only the villa itself is built in Art Nouveau, but also it was decorated by, for example, Gustav Klimt. So this is a very special place, and when someone take there, they usually appreciate seeing that.
So it's open for the public?
Yeah. It is open for the public. You can go there and have a look inside. There is also a small garden. There is a beautiful mosaic at the entrance. So it is possible to go and see it.
And then there is the geographic location of Olomouc. It makes it an ideal starting point for exploring the eastern part of the Czech Republic.
A nice trip, for example, is to the Jeseníky Mountains. If you prefer to see some natural walk ground or skiing in winter, it's a great destination.
How far is it, roughly, by car?
It's about 1 hour. You can get there by car, you can get there by train very easily. It's very well accessible. And in my view, the Jeseníky Mountains are not that commercialized, like, for example, Krkonoše. They are very well preserved, so it's a nice place to go. Another trip you can take is to go and see Olomoucké tvarušky production, or the history of this special kind of cheese, which has been produced here in the villages, in the region, for I think a couple of centuries.
Quite smelly. Yeah.
Well, interestingly, it's not as smelly as it used to be, but it's also actually very healthy because very low percentage of fat, a lot of calcium, for example. So it's this very special kind of cheese, which is also protected by the European Union, by the way. And although it's called Olomoucké tvarušky, it is produced in Loštice, a place which is about 30 kilometers, 40 kilometers from Olomouc. And there is a new modern museum of tvarušky, which I believe is worth seeing because you see the history, you can even try to produce your own tvarůžek, or if you are not that much successful, you can buy some stuff in their shop and also learn about some recipes and this kind of stuff. And if you go to Loštice, you can also get a little piece of history because there is Loštice synagogue, which is definitely worth seeing as well.
But it's not just the sites and rich history that make Olomouc special. Like Brno, it has recently undergone a perceptible change for the better, says Majka Ošťádalová.
I think some 6-8 years ago I have noticed some kind of like signals of shifting the energy of the town, meaning that all of a sudden you would find here more cafes, interesting, more restaurants, even hipster cafes. So this kind of energy, which of course reflects also in some cultural events and life, and in people going more to the streets and going to places or events such as vintage markets and farms markets and now, for example, the Christmas markets, meaning that I think that people simply began more enjoying life here. And that's something which I like, and I'm happy for Olomouc that this kind of energy has come here.
And similar to Brno, it was centuries-old tradition of higher education that seems to have played a key role. Olomouc Palacký University was founded in the 16th century. It recently launched an information campaign including video spots featuring music that you can hear in the background. It can boldly claim that since the fall of communism, it grew into first-class Czech educational center, second only to Prague Charles University in international ratings.
I think that the shift of the energy is really connected with the university because you have 25,000 people living here, studying here at 8 different faculties. So it's really a lot of energy of young people coming here. And also, in my view, the university has invested a lot of money into students, not only the infrastructure like living, but also their everyday life, and they are offering them various events now, and the students are also active themselves. So now the university is perceived as a really big player in social life and in general life in Olomouc, and I also hear it from my friends and other people that university seems to be the driving force now in Olomouc.
Do you think the local people realize it? I mean that the local businesses are taking maybe even advantage of it?
I think that local people enjoy and have realized that there is more happening in the streets and they like going out, which I think was not really the case like in the 90s. Olomouc was more a little bit of a dead city, to be honest, in my view. So this is something which the local people have realized and enjoy, as I feel it. I'm not so sure about the local businesses. I know that recently there has been a kind of research study on creative industries, for example. And we know that there is a potential here, but it still needs to be really released.
We started this short visit to Olomouc at the town hall. The astronomical clock was, in a way, a symbolic attempt to marry its centuries-old tradition with a new outlook, the communist utopian vision of the future, where everyone will be happy and equal. These days, the city and its people are not so ambitious, yet it seems that they succeed in attracting young and talented people to this ancient place, and so really form and shape the future.